no matter where you are. If you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Very good evening to all the Eagle FM listeners. You are now tuned in to another edition of the Eagle Sports Zone. As always, I am your host, Hende, for the evening. I will be with you until the hour of 8 p.m. Coming to you live from the Capitol here in our Vintage studio. As always, the Eagle Sports Zone is Eagle FM's in-house sports program where we discuss all things sports, anything sport related, especially the stuff in the stuff behind the scenes that make the sports world tick, that make the things that we like to see on the field happen. And as usual, you can join us in the studio at any time by calling in, sharing your opinion, asking your questions at 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. And if you haven't already, if you haven't downloaded the number one application in Namibia, that is the Eagle FM mobile application, so you can listen to us wherever you are on the go, whether you're in the house taking care of whatever chores it is that you have, whether you're doing grocery shopping, whether you're going for a jog, Eagle FM can and will always be with you in the palm of your hands simply by downloading the free Eagle FM mobile application that you can find on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Simply type in Eagle FM in Namibia and it will cost you a total of $0.00. And you can tune in to your favorite program wherever you are. Not just in Namibia, that's in the world. The same goes for our website. If you'd like to tune in via our website, that's www.eaglefm.com.na. Like the mobile application, there is a podcast section for you in case you missed last week's Eagle Sports Zone episode, in case you missed last month's, last year's, shows from 2 years ago, 3 years ago. They're all available for you in the podcast section of the Eagle FM mobile application or the Eagle FM website. Another app you need to download if you are an enjoyer of hymn books, hymn songs, there's no better application to download than the Imba mobile application. This gives you access to hymns in English, Oshiwambo, Damaranama, Oshiherero, German, Afrikaans, Portuguese, Silozi. If the hymn exists, there's a big chance that it is in the Imba mobile application. Also free to download on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. And like the Eagle FM mobile application, these aren't just simply apps to listen to the radio or to play your favorite hymn songs. There is a beautiful digital display for you to interact with, which you can find all sorts of information, whether that's constitutions, whether that's your latest census reports, whether that's the latest economic reports by the World Bank, whether it's vacancies, all kinds of information is available to you on these mobile applications in the digital displays that are available for you to interact with. So become a smarter citizen of the world by downloading the Eagle FM and Imba mobile applications once again for free. And now, tomorrow is Monday, meaning that the Villager e-paper will be published. If you haven't already, send a WhatsApp message to 081-200-4144. That's 081-200-4144 to become a subscriber of the Villager e-paper. That comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And once again, that costs you a total of $0.00 to become a subscriber of the number one source for business, economic, agricultural, policy-related, sporting news in the nation. And once again, when you do subscribe, be sure to save the phone number as a contact so that every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday can be sent directly to your WhatsApp inbox. If you prefer to receive it over email, include your email address in your initial subscriber message as well, and you will get it via your emails as well. Now today on the Eagle Sports Zone, we have a special interview lined up with a history maker, really, a history maker. That is none other than Avea Hinda, who has signed a professional contract. He's Namibia's first and only, at least up to now, professional mixed martial arts fighter. Our first MMA fighter. The first Namibian MMA fighter, professional MMA fighter, will be joining us here on the Eagle Sports Zone. But before we get to that intriguing interaction, we have to go through some local news, and we can't start anywhere else but the Debmarine Desert Jewels. That is Namibia's national netball side, who went over to the UAE to not only compete in, but win the 2025 UAE United Emirates Cup. The first time this tournament is being held, and our Jewels went to the Middle East and came back with none other than gold. In a few moments, we'll hear from the captain, we'll hear from their coach, we'll hear from the vice president, as well as Mr. Irvin Javera from the Sports Commission, to get their insights on the historic achievement of the Debmarine Namibia Desert Jewels, making the country proud over in the United Arab Emirates. And we'll take a listen to, we'll start with the captain. That's Anna Kasper, who was speaking to the media at their welcoming ceremony over at the Jose Akutako International Airport. But we'll get into that on the other side of this brief break.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. As promised before that brief commercial break, we will get into some interviews that the netball traveling party did on their return home to the motherland with the trophy. But we'll get into that on the other side of this message.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low, because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
My friend.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. As promised, let's start with the captain of the Debmarine Namibia Desert Jewels, That's Anna Casper speaking to the media upon their return. Let's take a listen.
My ladies, it was not easy, but we stick as a unit, we stand as a unit with peace, with love, and we carry each other on that code and of course. So thank you so much, ladies. Thank you, the management, the coaches, continuing. So it's all by you and all the fans and our main sponsors. Thank you so much. And keep supporting us, keep believing us in us. And I know a lot will come, I know.
That was Captain of the Jewels, Anna Casper, giving her thanks to the Namibian supporters, her teammates, obviously, her supporting staff, and, of course, their sponsor as well. In helping them achieve this historic feat. This tournament, for a bit of backstory, consisted of six teams. It was a week-long tournament. Six nations, I should say, ranked from between 18th and 30th in the World Netball standings. We had Namibia, who's came into the tournament ranked 20th. I'm sure our ranking will go up now as a result. Singapore, who we beat in the final. Kenya, who finished third in the tournament, who came into the tournament ranked 25th. Ireland was in the competition. They came in as the highest ranked team at 18. The UAE, of course, as hosts were in there. They're ranked 23rd, and the United States were the sixth team in the competition. And they came into the tournament with a ranking of 30th. We beat Singapore 62-53 in the gold match. So once again, congratulations to the Jewels. Let us hear from the vice president of Netball Namibia, who had some interesting words to say the least. This is Connie Samaria.
It in the atmosphere, and that was because of what you've done out there for the country. For the very first time in my tenure, and I've been in netball for over 20 years, I've seen a congratulatory message from the head of state. Girls! From the board side, you won yesterday afternoon. We were celebrating, we were indeed celebrating, but we thought to, through the SG, to say thank you for the work that you've done. Mr. Martin, can you please join me in front? As the board, just to say thank you for the support that we've received from Deb Marine with this national team, we've decided to make this...
That was Connie Samaria, Vice President of the Netball Namibia Association, giving his take. And as he stated, the first time that the head of state has given a message or a vote of thanks or congratulatory message. About our netball side. So our netball girls going, leaving the nation, representing us well, and coming back home with the gold. Let's take a listen to the head coach of the Desert Jewels.
Thank you very much. Without the support of institutions like yourself, it won't be possible to give these ladies the opportunity that they had to go and showcase their talent. And to the fans out there, I would like to say thank you very, very much for your support. It makes a huge difference to the team every day, getting your messages and your support. Also from the acting Africa president, thank you very much for your daily support. And the former Minister of Sport, thank you very much, ma'am, for your wonderful support also during the time. And I'm very happy for us to be able to bring this back. It was a good tournament for us. There's still a lot of hard work that needs to happen, but I'm very happy with the youngsters that came in and the way that the players played and executed. So I think all of us can be incredibly proud of our team.
Lastly, take a listen to Mr. Evan Javera of the Namibia Sports Commission.
In sharing this victory with the nation, the ministry is facilitating a courtesy call to the first citizens, our Honor Excellency President Natumbo Deitfa, for a courtesy call where you, in the true sense of the word, can share your victory with the whole of Namibia. So be prepared. What you have done is marvelous. You made the nation proud. The ministry is proud. The fans are proud. The entire nation is proud. So for now, it's only what the government can say. We are going to have a bigger celebration. The share of the victory, or your victory, with the nation. Your victory is the nation's victory. I thank you.
Your nation, your victory is the nation's victory. Very fitting words there. Do remember you can join us in the studio at any time at 0832888401, and that's 0832888401. So the Jewels coming home with the gold and the trophy. We also had some international rugby this weekend with the Velvetias. That is a developmental national rugby side taking on the Pumas. That was at the Hagegenkoppe Stadium here in Windhoek. That match ended 59-19 for the Pumas. So a difficult outing. A difficult outing for our rugby side, but nonetheless, their World Cup, the National World Cup preparation is underway. Starting with the Africa Cup taking place in Uganda. So best of luck to the National Rugby side. We also had some international cricket take place this weekend over at the almost newly completed FNB Namibia Cricket Ground, where we took on a developmental, well, the team's name was called the Assam Cricket Association. The Eagles beat them by 6 wickets. It is a 50-over series taking place throughout this week, so you will get updates from that series as well. But as promised, we will get in to our interview that we have lined up with a history maker. the first Namibian to officially be a professional MMA fighter. That's none other than Vea Hinda, who spoke to us. And on the other side of this, on the other side of these sounds from our resident artist, we can say here on the Eagle Sports Zone, Mr. Jimmy Cliff, we will get into our conversation with Vea Hinda. And don't forget, if you'd like to join the conversation at any point in time, the line in at the studio is 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. We will be back right after this. Sounds of Jimmy Cliff, who we always listen to here on the Eagle Sports Zone, and as promised, now let's get in to our interview with Vahinda. Once again, Namibia's first professional MMA fighter, which was made official several weeks ago. And Eagle FM managed to catch up with him, so let's take a listen to Okay, we are now joined by none other than Vahinda, Namibia's first professional mixed martial artist. Vea, how are you doing this evening?
Hey man, thank you for having me. And you know, I'm doing well, man. Really well, really well.
Yes, yes. So let's start at the very beginning. For the listeners that don't know, what is mixed martial arts?
Mixed martial arts, I'll say, is a bunch of arts, like the name says itself. You know, It's mixed martial arts. You got a little boxing, kickboxing, karate, jiu-jitsu, wrestling, a bit of everything, and we just come together and put it all together and compete, I guess.
Is mixed martial arts, is that a big sport in Namibia?
Not really. I'll still say it's a growing sport, you know. Mm. One of the fastest growing sports around the world, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll still say it's pretty much fairly new.
Okay, so let's take it back to the beginning. When did you start in this sport, and what motivated you to start this sport?
I started training when I was 18 years old. I lived in Johannesburg. I was actually there on a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I started was because I'm still fairly small.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I needed some sort of way to defend myself.
Yeah.
Because I was alone. I couldn't call my older brother like, yo, bro, come help me out here. So
yeah,
I feel like that's one of the main reasons I started. But another one was because at the time I was also going through somewhat of like a depressive state, you know.
Okay,
I was
one of my
very good friends. And I needed to find a way to cope with my emotions, and I felt like at the time that was going to be the best way.
Yeah, of course. No, all kinds of sports are great for, you know, just keeping up with your mental well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you said you started at 18. Is that an early or late start in general for this sport?
I wouldn't say. I'll say perfect age.
Yeah.
Perfect age. You know, I've seen some very good professional athletes like Daniel Cormier in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
He started at the age of 28, 29.
Okay.
You know, but then you also get other very good athletes that have started at the age of 5 or 6. So I'll say, I'm in between. So I'll say perfect age for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And you said you were on a scholarship. So I assume you were pursuing your university. You used fighting basically to pursue your university education. Is that correct?
I started when I was 18. So I was like, I used to play tennis. If I should say, I used to play tennis.
Okay. Okay.
And at the time, I wasn't really thinking of I'm going to be a professional fighter one day, but...
So the scholarship you were on was for tennis?
That was for tennis.
Oh, okay, yeah. I understand now.
One of my coaches was actually a kickboxer at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I'd come to training, he would always show me these cool moves, and I was like, man, I wish I could do something like this.
Yeah.
And yeah, I took it from there.
So essentially, you got exposed to fighting through tennis.
100%.
So one sport showed you another sport.
That's correct.
interesting. So since you were in South Africa, let's talk a little bit about the contrast in environments in the MMA world between South Africa and here. What are some of the differences you've noticed?
In terms of what? Come again?
Just the general MMA scene.
Okay. I'll say obviously mixed martial arts in SA has been around for a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
We've got many very, or let me say, they've got a lot of good athletes.
Mm-hmm.
You see Trickus Du Plessis, who's a UFC champion.
Yeah.
We've got Cameron Simon, who was fighting in the bantamweight division.
Mm-hmm.
He was 6-1, 6 wins, 1 loss, going into the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a lot. Don Match 2, he fought out of German Cape Town. He's mm-hmm. been in the UFC. So if we have to compare that to Namibia, I'll say that we're pretty far behind.
But yeah.
We're on the way up. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to be the very first professional mixed martial artist, so I'll say it is going somewhere.
Yeah.
The very first time we competed mixed martial arts or as Namibians was back in 2022.
Okay.
And now we are here in 2025 and we're already going professional, so I feel like we're on the right track.
Yeah, no, growing pretty quickly then.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the names that you mentioned there, like the likes of Jikas and so on,
mm-hmm.
when you started and even up till now, who are some of the professionals that you look towards maybe to model your game after or to just get general inspiration from?
Very interesting question. I'll say right now, Ilya
mm-hmm.
Topuria.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know of Ilya Topuria.
Yes.
Oh, he's on fire, man. He's on fire. Another one, obviously, African great, would be looking at Israel Adesanya.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, because I have a striking background. Israel came from a kickboxing background, so
yeah.
We've got a similar game. Drakus, I'll say, I don't really look up to him too much because his fight style is pretty weird. Like, he's a lot more of a wrestler, or his fight style is like a brawler, but he does man, so I can't criticize him. He's a champion too, so props to him. But
mm-hmm.
right now, I'll say Ilya Topuria because he's a very good boxer too, and Israel Adesanya, yeah.
What about Francis?
Francis Ngannou. Oof. He's got power, man. I don't have that type of power. You know?
Yeah.
He's a heavyweight,
yeah.
So he just needs one shot to put anybody down.
Mm-hmm.
I need about 3-4 shots, depending on who it is,
uh-huh.
to put them down, you know. So, but I see he started the league in South Africa now, or in
yeah,
Africa.
Yeah, the PFL, I think it's called.
PFL.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Ah, man. Soon.
Yeah, no,
definitely,
it's,
man.
It looks like the sport is rising on the continent in general. Now, you spoke about your size, you know, the different size and different fighting styles. Tell us a little bit about how essentially no two fighters are built the same. You know, some fighters have more of a kickboxing background. Maybe some have more of a Muay Thai background. Some have a wrestling background. Tell us a little bit about how those things come together to build a fighter. And then tell us about essentially your fighting style.
My coaches would always say
mm-hmm.
styles make the fights.
Mm-hmm.
But especially if you're looking at professionals, you get maybe 3 months to prepare for a fight.
Yeah.
So if I know I'm going up against you, who's a very good wrestler,
yeah.
I'll be working a lot of takedown defense during my camps
mm-hmm.
and just ways to implement my game before you can implement yours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I've been working on right now, because everybody knows me as a striker.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen my knockouts and my finishes and all that. So everybody's trying to take me down.
Yeah.
So half of my camp is just bringing in all these good wrestlers. We're working on wrestling, basically. I hate it, but it's part of the game. Like we said, we're in here for mixed martial arts, not boxing,
exactly.
Not kickboxing. Mm-hmm. So I have to be well-rounded. So I'll say right now, I have a striking background, but I'm working more towards being efficient all-round, if I should say that.
Yeah. And, okay, so what is your, as a viewer, just a viewer of the sport, what is your favorite fighting style to watch?
My favorite fighting style to watch. I would say,
like, do you enjoy like the Francis brutal knockouts? Do you enjoy like a good ground game? What entertains you when you're watching a fight?
Just somebody who has a very high IQ.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really need to be knocking everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the way you're setting everything up. How are you getting to the knockout? Are you just throwing wild punches, or are you setting this guy up by hitting him low to the body, to the liver?
Yeah.
Is he dropping his hands because of that? Then that's opening up other shots for you. Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, I like technical fighters. That's how I said, like Adesanya.
Yeah.
He would take his time. Skinny guy. It doesn't look like he's hitting you hard. But when he does touch you, then guys are dropping like flies. So
yeah.
I like watching very technical guys, like especially the lower in division.
Mm-hmm.
Like lower the division, the more technical the guys are.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't really have that knockout power. But yeah, I'll say, looking at the flyweight, bantamweight, featherweight, those divisions on.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, the listeners might not know, but you are a law graduate, correct?
That is correct.
So talk to us a little bit about your journey, I mean, pursuing your education and pursuing a professional fighting career. Like, what was that balance like?
My whole family is basically into law, you know. So my dad was an advocate, senior counsel. So growing up, I was always be like, no, my dad is my hero. I want to be like my dad one day.
Yeah.
But let me not say I studied law because of him, but he was a big
motivator.
Yeah. So right now, law is actually, let me not say a backup plan. That's going to be my plan going forward.
Yeah.
So I don't plan on fighting my whole life. Since once you get CTE or you lose your brain, I can go get a surgery and get a new brain in. It's done. So I'll do this while I'm still young, active, fit, healthy. And then in the next few years, depending on how everything goes, I will move forward into practicing law.
Mm-hmm. But was it difficult, though? Like, I know law is a lot of studying involved and, you know, to become a fighter. Mm. I'm not sure of your exact training regimen, but I could imagine, like, it involves many early morning runs, maybe evening training sessions and so on. But was it difficult to mix all of that with, you know, studying the thousands of pages that lawyers have to study?
Of course. It was very difficult. You know, but at the time also I was an amateur athlete, so I could choose when I would want to compete or when not. But right now I'm a pro, so it's my life.
Yeah.
Every day I've got no choice. I've got to get up, whether I'm feeling sick, whether I've got an injury, I have to go. So being an amateur fighter and pursuing the law degree, I feel like it balanced each other out, but it wasn't easy. I must say it wasn't easy. You know, the law module, like you said, you have to read 50 cases. Each case is probably like 40, 50 pages. You have to memorize it.
Yeah.
In the exams, they'll throw in a random case that you have to know facts, issue, what is the reasoning, what is the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk too much about the law right now on air, but I'll just say right now it wasn't easy. Yeah,
no, I can definitely imagine. So, you know, we mentioned at the top of the show that you are Namibia's first professional MMA fighter. Where have you been? Have you been at the same gym since you've been back in Namibia, or have you? Is there several gyms that you've been honing your skill in at?
When I got back from South Africa, I've trained at a few gyms.
Mm-hmm.
I've trained a little bit of boxing. Since it's mixed martial arts, I try to specialize in different arts.
Yeah,
a little bit of boxing. I did that in Katatura.
Mm-hmm.
At Sunshine Boxing Academy.
Okay.
I've also been at another mixed martial arts gym. Is it Hybrid Fitness?
Okay.
Hybrid Fitness Center. I was there for a few years. Muay Thai, my specialty, at Combat Club Windhoek. Where else? I've been training at quite a few places, actually. Yeah. Wrestling at the after school center.
Okay.
In Gresblok. They've got very good coaches there too.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones on top of my head right now, but I've been around.
So these are places that anyone, the public can just walk up to and say, I want to do this.
Of course, come try it out.
Yeah.
highly recommend actually.
In your time, have you seen a lot of younger people participating, or is it mostly like, let's say, young adults that are participating?
I'll say right now, in the recent years, you got a lot of younger people.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people are scared to take up the sport right now because of the responsibilities. You know, life is life. You know?
Yeah,
so
of course,
the younger people have a little bit more freedom. They see what we're doing. Like, you know what, one day maybe I could too become a professional mixed martial artist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're speaking to the young adults, they're like, ish, man, I don't know. I don't feel like I have enough time.
Yeah.
Or whatever the excuses may be at the time. So
yeah.
You find a lot of younger people coming in.
Yeah. So do you know of, is there any other Namibian fighters you could mention that obviously did, since you're the first, didn't make it to professional, but were like right there, like teetering on the edge? Is there any that you can think of?
Namibian fighters?
Mm-hmm.
I heard of one, Armand. I'm not too sure of his surname. But he had a few amateur fights, I think 6 or 7, and he was undefeated.
Yeah.
But I'm not too sure exactly what happened. The rumor is that he got an injury and family was too worried about like the sport going forward. But
yeah.
He was one of the guys who were on the verge. Yeah. One of the seniors.
Okay. And so, since we don't have, you know, professional fighters, I'm curious, doesn't that make it like who do you spar against? Who do you train against? Like, you know, they say iron sharpens iron. Who were you sharpening your iron against? Did you find your training easy, or, you know, what were the challenges you got in training, that you could find in training, let me say?
I wouldn't say training is easy.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a very good team behind me at precursor to MMA. Mm-hmm. Like my main training partners, I'll say Geraldo Bock, John Morgan, Besednot, Eduardo Platt. These are guys that I've been training with since 2017,
okay.
2018. So they've got a bit of experience too. So when it's time to go, like, yo guys, it's time to go. I've got a big fight coming up. I have to go defend my title.
Mm-hmm.
I need you guys to bring your A game, you know.
And yeah.
They're able to bring it. So I'm very happy. I'm grateful for the team that I have. Without them, I probably wouldn't be who I am today. So thank you to them.
Yeah, of course. They say it takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to talk about... Oh, actually, before we move on to the next, the dangers of the sport, you know, like you mentioned earlier, you know, if you get CTE and things like that. Tell us a little bit about the dangers involved in the sport. Just how dangerous is the sport and how important, you know, it is to protect yourself in the sport.
How dangerous is the sport?
Like, is that something you actively think about, or you, when you go in the cage, you're just like, it's game time. Whatever happens, happens.
I don't think too much about the danger of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we do know that it is a contact combat sport too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like by the time I step in the cage, I'm well prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't be stepping in the cage if I didn't know how to defend myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so I trust in my coaches and in my team to prepare me well enough. Like I say, we've got 3 or 4 months to prepare for every fight.
Mm-hmm.
I'll know the way you breathe, the way you flinch, what you do when you get tired.
Yeah.
What's your best strike? What's your best punch? What's your best kick? I'll know everything about you.
Mm-hmm.
Even which side of the bed you sleep on by the time we're fighting. So
yeah.
I know everything about you. So I'm not too worried about what you can do to me.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've got it in me to do, or to take care of myself and to do the most harm I can to you on the day. So
of course,
yeah, I'm not worried, man.
Do you know how many amateur fights you've had in your career?
Oof, okay, amateur fights. MMA alone, I've got 10 wins,
mm-hmm,
and 2 losses, so I'll say 12.
Okay.
When we're looking at Muay Thai and kickboxing, I'm undefeated. I've got 6-0.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so okay.
Close to 20 fights.
No, that's a great record. It's a great record.
Thank you, bro.
So, now let's move on to the, you know, the professional side of things.
Mm-hmm.
It was, when was this? A few weeks ago it was announced that, you know, you signed your professional deal. So let's just start at the beginning. Tell us, if you're allowed to, who you have signed with and a bit about that company that you signed with.
I've signed with EFC.
Okay.
Extreme Fighting Championships.
Mm-hmm.
They're mostly based in South Africa. I'll say Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
What else could I say about this company? They've been around for a very long time.
Yeah.
Like, they opened the doors for a lot of the champions that you see today, like Drikus.
I was going to ask, did he go through there?
Yeah, Drikus started through EFC. He's been a champion there too. So I feel like EFC is a great start, great platform for athletes who are starting their professional careers, and good competition to get athletes from all around the world.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, did they sort of approach you, or you approach them? How did that relationship form?
To be honest, after the 2022 African Championships, where I won gold,
mm-hmm,
the competition wasn't even finished yet. They approached my coach and they were like, hey, this guy, he's got something. Can we talk after the competition? And
yeah.
I was like, guys, at this point, I only have 3 fights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I'm ready for the next level.
You could have signed earlier than this year.
I could have.
Really?
But for me, there's no rush.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything on its own time. So mm-hmm, I feel like right now it's perfect timing. So, yeah, they approached me.
Oh, no, that's great to hear. So for the listeners, what exactly does it mean to be, obviously other than getting money to fight, but mm-hmm, what does it mean to be a professional fighter? What's the difference between you now having signed that piece of paper and what you were before you signed that piece of paper?
Right now, okay, in terms of the sport and the rules itself,
mm-hmm,
let me say I'm free. I'm free to paint my own canvas. Like, a lot of the rules have been taken away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allowed to elbow and knee, and I don't want to go too much in detail, but...
Oh, you're not allowed to do that as an amateur?
No. So safety of the athlete.
Okay, I see.
Like, hey, man, you believe you're a professional, you've at this level, you have your experience, you have your 20 fights under your name, so we're basically going to put you in there like two gladiators in a cage, like you take us back to Rome. That's that's what it is right now, you know. You sign your life away on that piece of paper. If I must say that, I don't want to be saying such things on air, but like...
I get what you mean, yeah.
So you're free. There's something liberating or something so... I can't find the words right now, but man, I'm free. I feel free.
So within that, obviously, we don't have to talk about like the specifics in your contract, but like just trying to understand, is there like stipulations of how many times a week you must train, for example, how many fights you must have in a year, things like that? Is that what part of being a professional is?
They require you to always be ready, stay ready,
because
they can always come with an offer and, you know... It'll always be good to know that, okay, I can call this guy and he's going to be good to go.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be like, oh, no, I'm sick or I haven't been training. It's your life. You're a professional. So conduct yourself like a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the contracts will stipulate how many fights you have before anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we're gonna have you in here, for example, 2 years. But within 2 years' time, I want you to give us 10 fights, for example. So you can obviously, at the end of the day, choose, I want to have a fight every 3 months, every 4 months, depending on the amount of damage you're taking in each fight.
Yeah.
You know, if I go fight next week and I come out there with a cut or I'm concussed, I have to take a lot of time off from the sport to recover before I can step back in there. But
yeah,
very interesting.
So, seeing that, you know, you studied law, did you represent yourself in these negotiations or do they, like, give you an agent or how does it work?
I represented myself.
Yeah?
I told them, send me those contracts and I'll read them.
Word for word.
Yeah, word for word. The fine print, everything. You know, like I said, my whole family's in law. So,
they're
like, hey, bring that contract here. Let's sit down and let's break it down. So, yo, man, thank you so much. I can do it on my own, though, but, you know, thank you. So, it's good to know that I've got good backing like that. Most people would love to go through an agent.
Yeah.
Because maybe they don't have a law background. Or
just to be sure.
Some people, all they do is just fight.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they've done nothing else their whole lives, just fight. But, you know, growing up in Namibia or growing up anywhere, it was like school first, education first. You guys can follow. So I'm glad that they pushed me down that route and I've got my degree.
Yeah, no, that's very good to hear that, you know, you didn't just sign anything. Now, one more thing I want to talk about is, you know, with the new administration that's come in, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, commercialization of sport, professionalization of sport, and you are obviously a walking testament of that in the Namibian context. What are you trying to get out of being a professional MMA fighter? You know, obviously other than, you know, becoming a... Would you have the opportunity to become a world champion?
Of course. That's okay. Always on the table.
So other than becoming, you know, working towards that top level title, what are some other things you're looking to get out of being a professional fighter?
I'm just looking to challenge myself, basically. You know, I do this for me, and I do this for the next generation that's watching.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want much. I'm not demanding much. I'm not asking for much from anybody or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I asked that for myself. At the amateur level, I knew I had a lot of experience. I feel like I've proven myself at that level.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the next step to test myself is to go professional. So I'm not even really looking for the big paychecks or the big this or big that.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just doing what I love. And what I love to do is to compete and to fight. So I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah, no, I was asking that because I was curious, like, were you, you know, are you looking to get some brand deals, some partnerships with, you know, so-and-so companies? Is that something you're actively looking towards, or you just focused on fighting strictly?
Of course, it would be nice to get some brand deals and all that, but right now I'm just going to keep doing what I do. If it does happen, then, you know, it's going to be God willing. You know, all praise be to God, but right now... I just do what I do, and everything that has to happen will happen.
That's
what I believe. So, yeah, I'm just going to keep it pushing.
Yeah. So, on a personal level, just how does it feel? You know, to me, it's quite I'm quite surprised to hear that we haven't had a professional MMA fighter, like, ever, and that you are the first. So, just as a completely just as a human, how does it feel to be Namibia's only, first and only professional MMA fighter?
How does it feel? I don't really think about it too much.
Yeah.
I'm not really an arrogant person.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just happy to do what I do. Whether I'm the first or the last or the second or third doesn't really matter to me as much, as long as I'm happy, man. Like, I've always been told, you've got one life. Live it. I could have left this a long time ago to pursue law and have a more stable, if I must say, life.
Yeah.
Been married now with kids or whatever, living somewhere.
Yeah.
But I've chosen the road less traveled, if I must say. And I'm happy. I'm grateful, you know, for the opportunity that I've been granted. And all I can say is thank you. Like, thank you to everybody that has supported me and has pushed me to reach this point in my life. And that's going to continue being there, supporting me. And without everybody, this wouldn't be possible. So I'm grateful.
100%. So, you know, obviously, since you are now a professional, is there an upcoming fight that we can expect from you? Or maybe, you know, you're not allowed to discuss those matters yet?
Oh, no. We're going soon.
Yeah?
We're looking at August. Not too sure on the date right now, but in August, you guys can expect. Please tune in, watch.
Yeah.
I want to show you guys that we're not just all talk, and we actually back it up. So, yeah, we're not going there to take part. We're going there to take over, like Conor McGregor says.
Of course, and yeah, when that happens, of course, we will be updating the listeners and the social media pages on that fight. Something that just popped in my mind now, another question I had with the whole professionalization thing. Again, if this is something you're not allowed to talk about, we can skip it. But when it comes to now, obviously your fight, whether it's going to be, I'm not sure if it'll be here or in South Africa, wherever it'll be on the continent, it's going to be televised.
Of course. Correct? 100%, yeah.
Like, I'm not sure if there'll be like a pay-per-view thing or if it'll be on, you know, traditional television, online streaming, whatever it is. But as a professional fighter, are you sharing in that revenue, or, you know, like how does that work in the MMA world, especially on the continent? You know, we hear about, you know, the McGregors and so on, but what's that scene like on the continent?
Right now, I can't talk too much about that.
Yeah.
But it will definitely be streamed on DSTV, I believe. I know that the weigh-ins, they always do stream that for free, though, on YouTube.
Okay.
And the actual fights, the Thursday night or Thursday afternoon night, depending on where you are on the card. Yeah, like I said, depending on where you are on the card, you might either have to buy the pay-per-view or like go on their website and pay to watch.
Yeah.
But if you're late, if you're on the main card, I know they stream it for free, on DSTV from like 6 p.m. onwards. So, yeah, just stay tuned. I can't talk too much about all the little...
Yeah, I know that. I understand. Yeah. I was just curious because, you know, Francis, he left UFC because of the whole discrepancies and, you know, how they were not sharing in enough revenue, gate receipts, all of that. So I was just curious, you know, what is the landscape like over here? Is there any last words you'd leave the listeners before I let you go? Okay, wait, firstly, before you answer that, have people been, you know, what's been the response like from Namibians since you've signed this deal? Have kids been coming up to you? Have you been getting more attention? What's that been like?
Yeah, a lot. I've been getting a lot of support. I haven't been speaking too much about it. I just made, I feel like, a few posts on social media regarding my current state of affairs.
Yeah.
But, like, I've been getting a lot of support.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are actually approaching me, wanting to, like you said, sponsor me. And so,
But that's
like,
good. That's good to hear.
Yeah, what a great feeling. What can I say? Like, now it's almost time. You know, it's not easy. Like, I'll be fighting in a division that I normally don't fight in since it's professional. I have to lose about 10 kilograms.
Oh, so you'll be fighting...
Flyweight now.
Lighter than what you usually fight?
Yeah.
What do you normally fight at?
I used to fight at 65 kgs, 65.8 featherweight. But now I'm going to be fighting at 56.
Okay.
But I'm walking around at, let me say, 68 kilograms right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the diet is going to be tough.
So that when you fight lighter, does that mean like you're gonna be more nimble or what?
Probably moves. Yeah. I haven't been at that weight before.
Okay, I was gonna say
very first time. So I'm assuming right now, but the lighter you are, the more agile you are.
Yeah.
I've seen it with a lot of the other athletes. So I'm excited, guys. I'm super excited. I just want everybody to tune in and see what I can actually do, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've maybe heard this and heard that, or you've seen this and seen that, but
yeah.
Now I get to go out there and, like I said, express myself, paint my own canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I heard this one quote of somebody saying that a man can be an artist in anything. And I choose, and my art happens to be violence. And I'm about to paint my masterpiece. That's it, man.
Yeah, no, we're 100% behind you. Looking forward to the fight whenever that does get announced. And yeah, like I said, we're looking to see the picture that you paint with your violence. So we can see, you can see your professional promo skills are already getting there.
We're excited.
Any last words you'd like to leave the listeners before I let you go this evening?
Any last words? I'll just want to say, firstly, thank you everybody for the support, and hopefully very soon you'll all be notified of when the fight exactly is.
Mm-hmm.
I really want you all to tune in and show me support. You know, I appreciate everything, every text message, every call, every like, every repost.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to everybody that's new. Thank you to everybody that has been around. But like, guys, I promise you right now, I'm about to go put us on the map. Let's show the world that Namibia is a force to be reckoned with, whether I am the first or going to be the last. Doesn't matter. They're going to know about us, and I'm coming.
100%. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you, my bro.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. That was the conversation we had with Namibia's first professional mixed martial artist, none other than Ve Ahinda, giving us some great insight into the fighting world, his journey, what we can expect coming up, and giving us some insight really into his training regimen, his life. Very interesting insights coming from there. For example, I didn't know about the rules in amateur fighting, but now that he said it does make a lot of sense. Can't be, you know, sending people to hospital in the amateur world just for the sake of it. So the rules and limitations do make sense there. But it was also interesting to hear about the different places that he's been training, honing his skill at all over the city. And it's just great to see a Namibian prospect make it to professional status. You know, we don't have too many professional athletes in the land of the brave. And when I say professional, I mean people that their 9-to-5, basically, if you want to say, is to engage in a particular sport. So to have a member of the youth make it to the professional level, we can only hope to see all the great things that he will achieve. And as he alluded to in the interview, the first professional fight is coming up in August. Of course, when the exact details on that are made public, we will keep you up to date, let you know how you can watch it, where you can watch it, how you can support. And yeah, you know, when it comes to athletes who are first in whatever category, in whatever nation they're from, it's always interesting to follow their journey, because a lot of the things that they do become moments of history simply because they are the first to do something. So as soon as that bell rings in his fight, that's going to be a moment of history. You know, as soon as he, let's say he knocks him out, it's going to be a moment of history. When he wins the match, it's going to be a moment of history. And whatever tournaments he competes in after that, as a professional fighter, will continue to be moments of history. And it will be documented. And his place will be cemented. It will also be interesting to see the generation after him. If this is going to inspire now a generation of young Namibian fighters to pursue professional status. It will be difficult, but it will not be impossible. As I said, there always has to be someone that has to be a first, and hopefully that leaves a trail and leaves a lasting impact on not only the communities, but the organizations, that your various federations and commissions and so on, to, you know, maybe see. Perhaps mixed martial artists is our calling. You know, we've had a long, fantastic history in boxing. Maybe the next iteration of that is mixed martial arts. Who knows? Speaking of, we'll actually, on the Eagle Sports Zone, we'll make it a point to investigate further when it comes to the association. What are the numbers like in the association? Participation levels, where in the country are kids participating from? Because I would imagine that like a majority of our sport, it's very centralized into certain areas of the country. So it will be interesting to see if, you know, is there MMA fighter in the Zambezi region? Is there MMA fighters in the Hadab region, in Karas region, in Kunene? And that is why things such as the much spoken about, or the much reported on, sports management database that, by the way, still has not been officially relaunched. So we will look into asking more questions about that. Hopefully we can get them answered in the coming week, as well as the we have the Region 5 Youth Games coming up, edging closer and closer. And with the Region 5 Youth Games, for those that don't know, the games will also act as the platform for the under 20 COSAFA men's and women's competition. And Namibia squad for the boys will consist of will be led by, head coach Jeremy Zimmer, who will be assisted by Mami Kasona, also another history maker. So you remember we've interviewed her here before as well on the Eagle Sports Zone. She won the Newspaper Cup as well, if those of you that recall, with the region she coached. But the team, we can briefly go through the team. You have players from all over the country. We're taking two goalkeepers. One from the Colin Benjamin Soccer Talents, one from the Ocho Football Academy, that's Kavenji, who plays in Ocho, and Ganeb Gehu, who plays for the Colin Benjamin Soccer Talent. Interestingly enough, we also have players from the Mami Kasona Football Academy, formerly known as the Kasona Football Academy. We even have players from the Oshana Nampo team, the Central Coast Mariners, Vintic Gymnasium, Eagles Performance Academy, Julinho, Orlando Pirates, DTS. So a decently diverse team, one could say. We'll look to see how the boys do. And in the coming weeks, we will have more Region 5 content coming up. Hear from a few of the organizers, hear from a few of the coaches, perhaps. Hear from a few of the athletes. Perhaps we can get some of the athletes on as well. But during the games, stay tuned to our social media pages. Stay tuned to your favorite talk radio station for interviews. We will have it all covered right here on your favorite talk radio station. And do remember that the line in the studio is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. International footballing news. We have, of course, the Club World Cup going on. That's happening over in the United States of America. The first reiteration of this newly developed tournament that's to take place every 4 years now. Some of the recent results we've had is Mamelodi Sundowns facing off against Borussia Dortmund. Dortmund narrowly taking that one 4-3. There was an action-packed fixture with Sundowns actually taking the lead in that fixture, and then falling down all the way to 4-1 for four unanswered goals from Dortmund before Sundowns came back with a 90th minute goal to make it 4-3, but didn't have enough time. To complete the comeback, the match ending 4-3. Bayern beat Boca Juniors 2-1. We had Chelsea losing to Brazilian side Flamengo 3-1. PSG, probably in the shock of the tournament. On the other side of this, we'll get into that, but shocking result coming from them there.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-2341-86.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you...
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. The line in the studio is 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Let's continue with the FIFA Club World Cup results. As we're saying, PSG losing. The Champions League winners, by the way, losing to Brazilian side of Botafogo. Who finished eighth, or are currently eighth, in their league season. Club World Cup not as easy as a lot of people predicted it would be for the larger teams. So already seeing some surprise results. I mean, Inter Miami beating Porto, that's a surprise result as well. And Real Madrid, a few days ago, drawing with Al Hilal. So a rather surprising result as well. And looking at that fixture, it's not unreasonable to say that Al Hilal actually outplayed the famous Los Blancos. In terms of fixtures coming up in the next few days in that tournament, right now you have Juventus playing against Wydad. Well, I never know how to pronounce his name. Wydad, brothers from Morocco. They're leading. Juventus is leading 2-1 at the moment. About 35 minutes left in that fixture. And then you have this evening, Real Madrid back in action against Pachuca. That is a team from Mexico. As well as in the early hours, you have Manchester City playing against Al Ain, who are from the UAE. And Mamelodi Sundowns will be in action again on Wednesday only. That will be against a Brazilian side, Fluminense. And a reminder about the Club World Cup, about the $1 billion prize money pot, you could say, that FIFA is giving out to the participants. Teams are getting Sundowns themselves are getting over 160 million rand just for being in the competition, and every win guarantees them over 30 million rand, the exact figure. The exact figure is 36 million rand they would get for each win. So as we speak right now, Mamelodi Sundowns is 200 million rand richer. One can only imagine what the player bonuses are gonna look like for that competition, no matter how far they get. Maybe our very own Shalulile will tell us. And speaking of Shalulile, he was an unused substitute again in the FIFA Club World Cup. So if he is to... if Sundowns are to give him some minutes, he would be the first Namibian to compete in a FIFA-sanctioned tournament, or an official FIFA tournament. Since obviously we've never been to the World Cup, so he would be making history appearing in the competition. But we'll be back on the other side of this. Another number from our resident uncle, Mr. Jimmy Cliff. Samba Reggae.
Jump! Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's...
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. We have about 25 minutes left in the program. The line in the studio is 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. And speaking of the Desert Jewels, that's the netball team. Fantastic achievement. For those of you that recall, last week, the Ministry of Education, Innovation, Youth, Sports, Arts and Culture had an engagement where they were talking about various things. But amongst the things that were covered at this engagement was laying out their budget. So that's basically just telling the public where the funds of the ministry are going to be going during the financial year 2025-2026. And of course, I was keyed in to the part of the presentation that spoke about sports. And amongst all the other announcements that they made of, what facility is getting how much money, what sports code is getting how much money, and so on, one thing that they mentioned was a pilot program, a professionalization pilot program that will be launched. There was no exact time given, but in a nutshell, what I can say before... More will be revealed from us in this coming week, but what I can say now is that they have, they being the ministry has allocated a little over 4 million towards a professionalization pilot project to basically test out how they're going to professionalize the sport of netball in Namibia. Now, of course, as we see, we have immense netball talent. Just came home with international honors. But the purpose of this pilot, what we've been told so far, this pilot project, what we've been told so far is going to lay, or it aims to lay a blueprint for the professionalization of other sports codes in the country. Which, of course, everyone would intuitively think is football, rugby, cricket. I mean, cricket already, they've already figured their professionalization landscape out. As we've said many times on here, their national, senior national players, by definition, are professional cricket players. So I'm not sure if we can count cricket in that conversation, but for the sake of it, let's include them. And the reason I'm saying more information will come from us in the coming weeks is because, as always, you know, I submitted further questions for developing this, getting more information rather than what the surface information we've received thus far. And most likely in the Wednesday edition of The Villager, you will see that full story there. But very interesting that the ministry has chosen netball for this professionalization pilot program. One would think they would have chosen football or perhaps even rugby. But perhaps the drama that's been going on with the within the Football Association had something to do with that. That's been going on for this particular case I'm speaking about at least a year now. As I remember, the reasons why the league started late and so on, and then all the conflict, the unfortunate, I would really say, conflict we saw at the end of this 2024-2025 season. Interestingly enough, involving the same sponsor of the Desert Duels. Was the one that had or has, since we don't know if it has been resolved yet, had the issues with the Football Association. So for this particular company, association with one federation has been great so far. I mean, obviously, we want to take absolutely nothing away from the achievement, from the great feat of the Jewels. But at the end of the day, when you know, when you're looking at their coming home celebrations, the ceremony they had, if you go to our social pages, you'll see a brief interview or a brief addressing from the individuals that we played at the top of the show. You'll see the banner that's in the background. I believe when they play, it's on their shirts as well. So it has been a great week for this particular company when it comes to netball, which is why, you know, companies involve themselves in these types of partnerships is to get this kind of exposure that they are experiencing now. I mean, everything about the Jewels has been positive, great, encouraging. You know, just the overall air of positivity. So they would more than likely say that their investment or their partnership or their sponsorship, whichever word they choose to use there, has been a plus. And I mean, especially taking the name onto the international stage, even bigger plus. So actually there you have a contrast, a good example. This would be now for all my sports management students that might be listening. A good local example of how sponsorship can go one or two ways for now a sponsoring company. You know, you have the rose tinted outlook that we have now with the netball team. Everything's positive, everything's great. Any post about the team is going super, super, super viral. You know, I'm sure they have divisions within the company quantifying this exposure that they're receiving. You know, the president is talking about them, naming them by their branded name, which is, you know, the Debmarine Desert Jewels. And as I said, that's more than likely also being put in international reports that Namibia's team called the Debmarine Desert Jewels have won the UAE Cup and so on, so on, so on. So just overall positivity. And then go to the other side. The stories we're hearing last week about their sponsorship, their branding, their partnership with another sport, and it's not so positive. So there will be a good case study about the impacts of sports sponsorships, sports partnerships, branding in sports, how sometimes a particular brand could be unintentionally put in a negative light simply because of their association with a particular league, team, association, athlete. But in this case, it also had to do a lot of that negative press, negative exposure came from internally. You know, if the CEO didn't decide to go public with what he had to say about the Football Association, a lot of that negativity wouldn't be there, and then the NFA wouldn't have to publicly respond to it as well. So it just becomes a war of words. It taints the partnership, because that's now the last memory we have of this. It's been now 3 year partnership, 3 year, I believe in the statement said $18 million partnership. Whatever other good came from this partnership, the lasting memory that we have as citizens, as fans of the sport, is a negative one, which is obviously not what you want and not what you planned when you got into that partnership. You know, nobody spends $80 million for negative press. But nonetheless, we shall see. What I can confirm also is that there has been no decision made yet in regards to who is going to be the football sponsor next year. The football partner, if you want to call it that. We don't know if the request for an independent body to manage the commercial side of the league has been put in motion. Because, I mean, if it has, they have about 2 months or so before, you know, you have to get that promotion rolling again. But on the other side of this, we'll close off with our discussion. We will be right back.
The best just got better. Bharti's fiber packages that give you unbeatable internet speeds at unbelievable prices. Enjoy speeds of up to 10 megabits per second, starting from just $500 Namibian, excluding VAT. Sign up now for these fiber packages that are pushing the boundaries of innovation, so you can enjoy more connectivity, faster browsing at even more affordable prices. Visit your nearest Bharti's offices to find out more, or go to bharti.africa/Namibia to sign up online.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually
to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone. As always, I'm your host, Hende, for the evening. And before I let you go, I must remind you that tomorrow is the Villager e-paper day, meaning that it is Monday. The first paper of the week will be published. And if you haven't subscribed and you would like to be receiving the Villager e-paper, simply, very simple, send us a WhatsApp message on 081-200-4144 telling us you would like to subscribe to the Villager e-paper. And if you save the number as well, make sure to save the number as a contact. You will receive the Villager bright and early. Before you even wake up, it will be there. Can be the first thing you read in the morning. Simply do to experience that, simply send us a WhatsApp message on 081-200-4144 telling us you'd like to subscribe. And if you'd like to receive it via email, include your email address as well. And every Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning, it will be pinged directly to either your WhatsApp inbox or your email inbox. Before we close, if you'd like to chime in, the number in the studio is 083-288-4041. That's 083-288-4041. And we'll close off on the other side of this.
Rolling stone, roll on.
you will gather no more of this brand new shining day. Yeah, yeah. Oh, but be careful how you plant your seeds. Remember you reap what you sow. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Follow your rainbow till you find a path of gold. Follow your dream goal. Take the time to search your soul. Everyone has got a way. Everything a price to pay. Let love be your guiding light. Stand up for your truths and rights.
Oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait,
hey, hey.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
Welcome back to the Eagle Sports Zone as we wrap up our discussion for the day. We will be back next Sunday, same time. Same time, same place. I have a... If all goes well, I have another interesting guest for us here on the Eagle Sports Zone. You know, as we like to interview interesting people on the Eagle Sports Zone, hear from their stories. All I can reveal so far is that it is not a Namibian. It will be an international guest. But for more, you would have to stay tuned. Stay tuned to our social media pages. Eagle FM Namibia, that's on Facebook, Instagram, X, LinkedIn as well. WhatsApp, if you'd like to WhatsApp us, the number is 081-200-4144. Don't forget the Villager newspaper as well, available to you. Available for you to follow on Facebook, Instagram, X, and WhatsApp as well by that same number. And the websites, of course, as well. If you missed any story or would like to just read up on the latest news, go to www.thevillagernam.com.na. That's www.thevillager.com.na. www.thevillager.com.na. For Eagle FM, that's www.eaglefm.com.na. It's been a pleasure having you once again on the Eagle Sports Zone. We will see you same time, same place next Sunday evening.
You are now tuned in to the Eagle Sports Zone.
An exclusive 20% discount for all local Namibians for the month of June and July. Get ready for an unfair